It's You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Appreciate all our listeners nationwide. Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app, 1430 AM in Denver, KCBS HD3 in Los Angeles, 105.9 FM HD2 in Chicago, and the You Betters on YouTube, youtube.com/Odyssey Sports. Just want to give Rob a shout out. Hit him up on Twitter at Rob Bazzola. Rob is a type 1 diabetic, and if you find value in his content, he's got the link there to donate to the American Diabetes Association. So if you're into that, and you should be, maybe consider a donation to Rob's charity, since he gave us, Ken, like a lot of good stuff there as it concerns betting the NFL draft.
Sorry. All right, so I came back late to that totally. Sorry. I was trying to get my headset untangled. Sorry.
What are you, brain dead? Like, what just happened just now? What was that?
I was typing and like trying to get my headset fixed at the same time. So we can talk about it offline. It's fine.
Okay. In any event, I was saying like Rob gave us good stuff in the last segment.
He did. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, actually, I was sending him a note also to say like sorry about the that we had to cut you off too as well. That was what was going on there, and that when we came back from break there.
Good. It's not like it affected the content of the show.
Exactly. So see, he did give us good stuff on the draft, and obviously the number one thing versus Silva, who we had on yesterday, and then Whale, who we'll have on next segment, I'm guessing, is like to what degree they're betting based off of the information that's coming out, and to what degree they're betting based off of waiting for that information to change things so that they can make bets, right? It's like contrarianism versus trying to bet on the information before the markets move. And like we mentioned in the first segment, Kuiper's mock draft came out. Like somebody I was following documented how much that shifted all the odds in the market on certain things. I'm sure there are people out there that are like, great, now I can come back and play, whatever, X player.
I thought that was fascinating, man. Like playing against like the mock, some of these mock drafts, I think is really interesting.
He even mentioned, Rob mentioned Evan Silva, who we had on yesterday, and like Rob made sure to say this too, like it's not bashing Evan's mock draft to be like, he doesn't have sources informing it. This is what you and I talked about in the first hour. It's like mocking based on the smartest possible opinion and mocking based on information, right? It's like those are two different mocks that come out at that point, basically. So if someone's mocking based on like, here's my like really smart opinion based on what I think, then if that's going to move a market, then that's probably wrong, to be honest, because like, why should that move them? I mean, it's a smart opinion, but it's also like we're not solving the problem at hand, which is like, what is John Lynch going to do? Not like, what would I do if I was general manager of the San Francisco 49ers or something like that?
It's like, well, like when the Raiders had the fourth overall pick, like, wow, it would be really smart if they drafted Devin White. You know what they actually did? Draft Cleveland Farrell. So it's like, who the hell knows what's going to happen, right?
Right. And who knows the background of how that pick took place too. Right. Exactly.
So. Maybe I do, but maybe that's a story for another time. All right. Whale Capper is going to join us here in about 15 minutes. That's going to be fun. We'll get Drew Dinsick's take on the NFL draft. I know he's got an interesting read on kind of what's going on with the third overall pick with the San Francisco 49ers. Power hour next hour with all our picks for tonight. But Ken, why don't you introduce the next segment here, which you will be hosting here in our a new game here on You Better You Bet.
I know. I've been promoted only briefly, only for about 13 minutes. Then we go back to our original roles. The name game, is this what we don't have any imaging, so I can just say we're calling it the name game. That's what we're calling
it. Sure. Unless we want to come up with something better. Or we could call the game Richie Werenski,
which kind of has its own inside joke appeal, honestly, where it's like if you weren't around, you don't get it, but you want to get it. You want to know what it comes from, and the people who are around feel really in on it. Maybe we just call it Richie Werenski?
Don't watch Impractical Jokers, right? At all?
No, I'm not part of the thriving fan base of Impractical Jokers on True TV. Yeah.
They have a running bit that they do where like they're at a focus group and they get like a binder full of fake ridiculous names that they have to read off and try not to laugh. And every time they laugh, it's like an X against them. And it is ridiculously funny when they're trying not to laugh when they have to read like insane, like Mother Coconuts is one of the names. And like the guy cries laughing, trying not to say it. It's just a bunch of things like that. And it's really great. And the name of the game is Crancis McBasketball because that was one of the first names that they did when they played it. So that's what they call it. So that's what they call the game. So maybe this game is called Richie Werenski because that's the genesis of it.
I think that makes a ton of sense. I think it should be called. So here's time for the first edition of Richie Werenski. And this is rooted in basically just sometimes random. We have random spontaneous conversations on the show. We have one yesterday. We've done this before. I remember before I even hosted the show permanently, like during the COVID hiatus last summer, I would come on to do golf interviews and we would do various golfer names and you would just ask me the question. Like, I think it was even like Harris English. Like, what would Harris English do if he was, or whatever. And we would have that conversation. And you would always say like, what would his job be if he, you know, if you heard the name blank, what would be the first thing that you would think
sports of? Sports update of guy. Harris English
sports. We're live at 5 o'clock with weather on the eights and sports with Harris English.
No, like yeah. Radio guy. And with your 2020 news flash, it's Harris right. English.
I'm Harris English. Luka Doncic was the game winner the other night and more. I'm Harris English. So what we're going to do, Richie Wierenski, the new name for the game. And we'll start with golf this week, which is basically, if you heard this name, first job that pops into your head, what is it that this person does? What is it you say you do here? And we're going to bring the producers in on it too. And I think we want to, if Bill's around as well, we want to have all four of you guys answer, right? Is that yes. the idea?
So, we'll kinda go so here's what's going to happen. Basically. So you will give a name. What music bed do we have here? Oh, it's like the Matlock bed.
Exactly.
Okay. Like Murder, She Wrote with Angela right. Lansbury.
Richie, we're ready.
We will all give kind of like, if X person did not do Y sport or participate in Y sport, what would that person do for a living? I will answer first, then we'll go through the producers, and then Ken will choose who wins that round, and then we'll determine at the end who wins.
So it's kind of like if people play apples to apples, the kind of card game. It's actually kind of the same thing, where it's not about really who has the best answer. It's about me judging and who I think has the best answer is actually who wins. All right, so we'll Nick, you obviously
a lot of power.
You first. Yeah, it's with great power comes funny names. Hopefully, in the first name we're going to do from
comes no responsibility.
with great power comes the total abdication of responsibility on the radio. First name we're going to do. So if this person was not a golfer, what would they do? The first name, this person playing in the tournament this week at the Heritage, William McGirt. If William McGirt was not a golfer, what would William McGirt do?
Lives in a trailer park, fixes refrigerators.
So William McGirt, refrigerator repairman, is Nick's guess.
Yes, lives in a trailer park though.
Has to live in a trailer. Yeah,
and he goes from trailer to trailer. Not a coastal elite refrigerator repairman. Like, oh, by the way, like someone else. Oh, yo, the fridge's broken. My Coors Light's warm. Someone get McGirt over here.
Someone get William McGirt over here to fix my fridge.
Oh, Bill McGirt. He wouldn't be William McGirt. He'd be Bill McGirt. Yeah,
sure. Bill McGirt. Tyler, we'll go back to William for the purposes of your answer. William McGirt. Tyler, what would William McGirt do?
This happens to us often at our house. I feel like he comes to people's houses and fix septic tanks when they blow up in their backyard. Okay. William McGirt.
All right. William McGirt, septic tank repairman. I feel like we're just burying his crafts at some point. Yeah. Bill, William McGirt, what does he do?
He is a disheveled personal injury lawyer, like on TV. Did you slip and fall at work? But like he hasn't shaved in 2 days and you would never hire this lawyer, but somehow he's got a TV spot.
So disheveled personal injury lawyer, call William McGirt 1-888- slip and fall or whatever. Okay. And then
if you want to make least... sure you're not buried in the dirt, call Will McGirt.
When you get hurt, call McGirt. 1-800. Okay. And then last but hopefully not least, Rick Camp, what does William McGirt, what does he do?
William McGirt sells insurance, and you can just tell that he hates his job. So he's also a frequent guest of his local pub. He spends as much time there as he does at work, and he really, you know, his home life suffers as a result.
Great. Okay. Let's shorten that answer to one word: alcoholic.
Right. Depressing window into William McGirt's future. So, all right, so your four answers for William McGirt: refrigerator, lives in a trailer, repairs refrigerators, septic tank repairman, disheveled personal injury lawyer, or insurance salesman who is a miserable drunk.
So who wins?
I think I'm going to give Bill for personal injury lawyer. I think it's the point of this round. Bill for disheveled personal injury lawyer. And it just only because it leads to, if you get hurt, call McGirt.
Are hurt? Call McGirt.
All right. Well, I wish we could get to all these, but I don't know if we will. We'll do one more PGA guy who's playing this week at the Heritage. Bo Hoag, who is an actual person, I promise. What does Bo Hoag, if his last name is spelled H-O-A-G, in case anybody cared. Bo, Hoag, H-O-A-G. What does Bo Hoag do, aside from if he was not a golfer?
He works at the local head shop selling like marijuana paraphernalia, and he's someone you absolutely would not want to let your teenage daughter around if you had the choice.
Okay, so shady character / marijuana salesman, Bo Hoag.
Yes, Bo Hoag, okay, yes.
Yep. All right. Tyler, what does Bo Hoag do?
He owns a deli in the Bronx, and it goes Bo Hoag hyphen IE. So it's Bo Hoagie. And that's his shop name.
Okay. All right.
I almost went with something Hoagie related as well, but I decided to go against it.
Of course. I think there's actually, I think Tom Hoagie is actually a guy who plays on the PGA Tour anyway, but that's a story for another time. Bill, what does Bo Hoag do?
Bo Hoag is a dog catcher who actually keeps the dogs and breeds them and sells them on the side.
So he's an incredible criminal.
Right. So he's Bo Hoag, felon. That's apparently what it is.
This, in fact, and there, by the way, there could be like serial killers and people would hate Bo Hoag more for stealing dogs and breeding them.
They're strays. Right, he's a dog catcher, but he breeds them
somebody
on the
side. Somebody else will copycat. The cops show up and be like, oh, we got another Hoag. We got another Hoag on our hands. Rick, what does Bo Hoag do?
Bo Hoag is the star of the next season of Moonshiners, but for his J job, he is the maintenance man at a local elementary school. So he's the guy that is always, you know, he's mowing the lawn, he's fixing your doorknobs, he's doing all that kind of stuff around the old school.
Okay.
Okay. So your options are shady character you would not want to date your daughter, Bo Hoag.
A head shop, very important. Like he sells like marijuana paraphernalia.
Very, very important. Sorry, forgot that. Bo Hoag deli owner, only so that the name of the shop could be Bo Hoagie. Dog catcher who then also breeds the dogs. Bo Hoag. And then Bo Hoag maintenance man at a local high school who fixes things. I'm going to give Nick the point on this one because that kind of fits my impression of what I think Bo Hoag is as well. So okay. Marijuana salesman and the and like disreputable character, basically.
Let's see if we can fit one more in here. Three more minutes in the segment.
Yep. We're going to go a little further down. Guy playing on the Euro Tour this week. Maverick Antcliffe. What does Maverick Antcliffe do if he does not play golf? Maverick Antcliffe.
Paleontologist who takes his job way too seriously, travels around the world to try and find excavate bones. Everyone on his team absolutely despises him. He takes his job way too seriously and will die an early death because he works too hard.
Okay, so obsessive paleontologist is Nick's guess. Maverick Antcliffe. Tyler, what does he do?
Tyler says he's frozen, so we'll come back.
Tyler, I froze. Come back to me. So apparently Maverick Antcliffe baffled his computer. Bill, what does Maverick Antcliffe do?
Maverick Antcliffe is he is the sole proprietor of a small family tobacco farm.
Oh, okay. Maverick Antcliffe of small tobacco farm. Okay.
I have a disadvantage here because I have to go first. Like everyone else gets to think about it a little bit.
It's true. It's very true. Yeah. If, as the primary host, if you would like to pick the order next time, I believe that's within your.
No, I think this is more fun like this. So. This is more fun like this.
And then we'll do Tyler last since he froze. Rick, what does Maverick Antcliffe do?
Maverick Antcliffe was born with a silver spoon. He's a really aggressive hedge fund manager that wants to act like he's earning the money himself, but really what he's doing is just wasting away his family's fortune.
Okay. Entitled hedge fund manager, Maverick Antcliffe.
does sound like an entitled hedge fund manager.
Tyler, Maverick Antcliffe, what does he do?
I'm sorry if this was said, but I feel like he works at an old Western saloon and he comes through the swaying doors and be like, I'm Maverick Antcliffe and I'm your bartender tonight.
That's pretty funny. I love Tyler goes, I'm sorry if this has already been said.
That's what I said.
Ultra specific thing of all time. Who would have come up with that besides for you?
Yeah, sorry. When Bill went, he said swung through the saloon doors and said, my name is Maverick Antcliffe. Yeah, sorry about that. Nick was obsessive paleontologist, which I liked. Bill was small tobacco farm. Rick was hedge fund manager. I'm going to give it to Rick on hedge fund manager. And then Tyler, the cowboy who swings open the saloon door. Sorry if anybody said that already.
I want to play this on his name.
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't get to. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I want to, like, do it.
Finish it?
Today.
Okay. Today, Junior. I have two more names we can do, so we can say
all those. Right. All right. We'll do that in the final hour of the show. But coming up next, Whale Capper Drew Dinsick is going to join us. Whale, I know for a fact, has an interesting theory on what's going on right now with the San Francisco 49ers and the third overall pick with Mac Jones and Justin Fields. We'll do that NFL draft and NBA with Whale Capper on the other side here on You Better You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Bring it up, Rick. see, I think it was Tyler that said this was like a West Coast rap beat. I think this is very New York, this beat.
Yeah, the horn section. Yeah.
All right, Tyler says not this one. Apparently I'm wrong. Not the first time, won't be the last. This like screams Queens, New York.
A little bit. Definitely got some of that in there. I mean, I made the point. It's just literally, it's like a hip hop beat where the sample is the horn section from, like I compared it to the Get Smart theme song. That's like what I compared it to. It's just a little sample of that, and it's just looped and made into a hip hop beat, basically.
You know, maybe we should have gone with our first thought and just bet over first inning, first inning run in Nationals Diamondbacks since there were seven runs scored. Instead, we bet a game, yes, where there were no runs scored in the first inning. So the U bettors fall to 5-2, 0-0 at the end of the first inning between Texas and Tampa. That's no fun. That's okay. 5-2. Look to get off the schneid. The U bettors will coming up tomorrow on a Friday when Mark Malusis fills in for me along with Ken Barkley on a Friday edition here of You Better You Bet. Have some thanks to dole out before we wrap up our NFL draft thoughts, and then we'll play a little more of the name game here. Thanks to our guests today on the show, our buddy Rob Bazzola, Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper, and Matt Friedman. Thanks to Tyler. Thanks to Bill. Thanks to Rick. Thanks to Eli for their help in the show today. I'll be back after this on Monday on You Better You Bet with myself and Ken, getting us started for the penultimate week before the NFL draft. Just an abbreviated week for me next week on Monday, Tuesday, and then I will be in Florida for a wedding for the remainder of the week. So we can get back into the name game here, Ken, unless you've got any other NFL draft thoughts.
Do we have Tyler? Is Bill here too? Do we still have Bill, or is there a Flyers game?
I am
here. Nope, he's here.
Oh, Bill's here. Wow. So the gang's all still here. Yeah, we can, let's do more. I have three more names. Do we think we can get through all three of them?
Absolutely. We've got 10 minutes left.
Okay. First name. So for people just joining us, the name
is so great.
The name game, if this person didn't do what they do, which is play golf in this case, we have three more golfers. All these guys are in the top 300 in the most recent. Tyler said, yeah, it's Richie Werenski. That's the name of the game. I'm going to stop saying the name game. I swear. Another edition of Richie Werenski. If these guys were not golfers, who would they be? First name, if Max McGreevy was not a golfer. Ooh. Max McGreevy. If he was not a golfer, what does Max McGreevy do?
Disgraced politician.
Like it. Tyler, what does Max McGreevy do?
To be fair, there was a Jim McGreevy who was, I don't think he was the governor of New York.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, disgraced politician who was in, should I tell the story or no?
Nah. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So the deal with Jim McGreevy is he came out as gay,
right,
which is not like the story. That's not like what the scandal was. The scandal was that he was apparently like sleeping with his former limo driver, and then there was like this whole like sort of deal going on there, right?
With Jim McGreevy. Yeah.
Yes, very sordid. And this is a true story. I don't even know if I want to say this on the air, but Jim McGreevy came to SiriusXM, do like interviews and stuff when I worked there. Came into the bathroom while I was in the bathroom. Now it was a big public bathroom. It's not like the two of us were alone in the bathroom. But came in and looked at me and was like, I forget what he said. It was something to the extent of, I know you know who I am. Like, this is pretty cool, right? Like it would be cool for me like to know who he was. I was something to that effect.
That's creepy.
Yes. Yes. Like, or he started a conversation with me, like, with the assumption that I definitely knew who he was.
Right. Like, he tried to, like, break the ice with you by just being like, oh, yeah, like, how about me, huh?
Yes. Yes. And I didn't know who he was, but so I was like, whatever. And then he may or may not. I don't even want to, you know, that's not
okay. Tyler, what is,
I'll type with you guys. It's nothing crazy, but I don't even know if I want to say it.
Tyler, what does Max McGreevy do?
Well, now I'm conflicted because I was going to say he was a presidential candidate, but then Nick took it. I was going to say presidential candidate that goes onto other people's lawns and steals his opponent's signs. That's what I was going to say.
So like an evil presidential candidate that's fond of theft. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Bill, what does Max McGreevy do?
Max McGreevy is a police sergeant whose partner is a dog.
Okay. So a police, so Sergeant Max McGreevy. So it's sort of like McGruff, the crime
dog. Oh, he's not McGreevy a sergeant. He's lower on the totem pole.
Well, Bill referred to him as a police sergeant. So he's patrolman McGreevy. Patrolman McGreevy, is that what he should be? Who is partners with a dog, apparently. All right, Rick, what does Max McGreevy do?
That's crazy that Bill said that, because my initial thought was small business owner who thinks he's way too important for having a like boutique dog shop where he has, you know, like the nice foods, and there might be like his wife works in the back as the groomer. So it's like a one-stop shop for, you know, like a dog boutique.
Okay. So we've got president, we've got disgraced politician, presidential candidate who steals signs, police sergeant who's partners with a dog, small business owner of a upscale dog boutique operation. I'm going to give Bill the point for a police sergeant who's partners with a dog.
Yeah, I think that one's the best.
All right, next name. Guido Migliozzi. What does he do?
Oh, my God. He's my next-door neighbor.
Nick's next-door neighbor. Tyler, what does Guido Migliozzi do?
But I live in Staten Island, New York, by the way. I could give a much better answer than that if you'd like, because these are my people here where I live.
Maybe we'll circle back around to you at the end. Tyler, what does Guido Migliozzi do?
Guido Migliozzi is a frequent caller to the Mike Francesa show, and he has very passionate. It's Guido from Rochester, and he has very passionate New York Yankee takes.
Guido from Staten Island. Go ahead, Guido.
All right. Bill, what does Guido Migliozzi do?
Guido Migliozzi is a DJ at a junior prom who thinks he's performing at Burning Man.
I think that's a great answer.
Oh my
also.
God, that's so good. Too. Yes. Okay. Rick, what does Guido Migliozzi do?
God, I think Bill wins this regardless. Guido Migliozzi is a bouncer that takes his job way too seriously, and he may have also been the guy that starred in the My New Haircut video decade ago.
So your options are, I like how three of the options involve like thinking you're something better than you are. It's basically three. So it's Nick's next door neighbor, the aggressive sports radio caller who got
a sleeve tattoo way too young and kind of regrets it, but it's too late.
Right. What's the tattoo of?
The barbed wire and Bible verse. I would say like barbed wire and or like tribal symbols.
You got tribal symbols. So Guido Migliozzi, Nick's next door neighbor, sports talk radio caller, a DJ at a junior prom who thinks he's performing at Burning
That's
Man.
That's really good, because I can't tell you how many Italian DJs I know growing up who on the Jersey Shore, like you would think they were DJing at like the presidential, you know, the induction ceremony here. It's like, sorry, buddy. It's like a seventh grade dance.
I mean, it's also like I watch Jersey Shore, like DJ Paulie Delvecchio. That's all I can think about when he says that. I'm going to give Bill the point, but Tyler with the Mike Francesa caller from that was also really good. I like that one. So, all right, we have time for one more name. It's not as ridiculous, I guess, as Guido Migliozzi, which I think just brings up immediate memories to people. Jack Senior, what does he do if he's not top 300 in the world golfing?
Wait, so hold on, wait. So like his last name is Senior?
His last name is Senior, S-E-N-I-O-R, Jack Senior.
I don't want to go first. Tyler, you go first.
Yeah, Tyler, what does Jack Senior do?
Jack Senior is mad that Jack Junior isn't the starting quarterback at his high school's football team. And Jack Senior is in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. So wouldn't his son be Jack Senior Junior? Right? That's what
this means. However you want to look at it,
disgruntled former high school quarterback. Got it. Okay, Bill, what does Jack Senior do?
My Jack Senior Junior joke was taken, but Jack Senior and Jack Senior Junior sell water and peanuts outside of baseball stadiums.
I can see that.
Okay, Jack Senior, illegal vendor. Okay, love that. Rick, what does Jack Senior do?
Jack Senior works for the electric company. But the thing he really loves to do in his passion is he's one of those guys that, you know, think what you will of them, that doesn't have a kid on the basketball team, but he is the coach of the basketball team because he's so beloved in his community. And it's also a way for him to work against his last name subconsciously by working with kids all the time.
Okay. Got it. So well, Jack Senior, who works with kids. Got it.
Okay, so they'll think he's Junior. All right.
Got it. Exactly.
That's deep. Deeper and deeper, way down. I will go
Nick,
here.
Nick, what's your guess? Yeah, go ahead.
I'll say Jack Senior is a male porn star who's extremely conflicted morally with the choices he's made in his life and his profession.
Yeah, Nick gets the point there. That was way better. I was waiting. There had to be a good one there.
Wait, like, Jack Senior. It's like, Jack Senior. Insert right. name of movie starring Jack Senior. Like, you know, I mean, Jack.
You know, Jack.
Senior.
Senior. Richie. It's me, Richie.
Well, you know. Warenski. Oh, Richie.
I think we got a good game on the show. Richie Warenski. That's a good game. Good game on the show.
Is that it? Like, give me one more.
I don't know. I added a third one just so we would even. Yeah.
A well-known golfer. Ready? Bill, you're going to go first here. Stuart Sink.
Oh, I mean, the plumbing jokes just, that's too, that's way too easy. I'm going to have to go with, let's say the one guy at the DMV who loves his job and is completely sober. Like, just greets you. Hey, how's your day going? And like, is eager to help you with the DMV.
Stuart Sink. Rick, what does Stuart Sink do?
Stuart Sink was a longtime barista that finally made enough money to open his own coffee shop. But actually, similar attitude to what Bill is describing. He just loves his job. He takes it really seriously, 60 seconds. And yeah, he has a big thirst for coffee, and he lives in a community where it's not as big. So he wants to bring his love of coffee to the new community.
It's like run-on sentence biographies. That's right.
Pretty much.
Love it.
Tyler, what does Stuart Sink do?
Honestly, I think Stuart Sink was the guy that helped me buy my fix my PlayStation at GameStop. When I asked him if we have any PS5s, he goes, "No, not today."
I thought it was a woman that you talked to.
Tyler just tells a personal story. It just plugs a person in.
Ken, what does Stuart Sink do?
He's a male cheerleader who became a flight attendant for Southwest.
Oh, that's pretty specific. Okay.
Stuart Sink.
I'll say animator for a Saturday morning cartoon that went off the air in 1988.
Like Thundercats?
Sure, animated by Stuart Sink. He only had one episode. Okay, Ken and Moose tomorrow on a Friday. I'll talk to you on Monday. Until then, minimal sweats, winning bets, and, you know, all that crap. Bye.